Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I am ready to begin.
Honk, honk.
See, did you hear that, Andy?
That sounded like a little popping horn.
Yeah, well, I was meant to bring me popping horn. All it's right. The horn that I have it at the bottom of my stairs, and when the kids' tea's ready, or their lunch or whatever, I go,
honk, 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 honk.
And they know they've got to come downstairs.
I thought you'd have a gong when you're being a millionaire.
No, it's much quicker, much more insistent. Honk,
honk.
So... I thought I'd have it and it would be more like a Chris Evans kind of vibe then. You know, it would be more wacky, madcap.
Wacky radio.
Yeah. Ha, ha.
Yeah.
But I haven't brought it, so...
Are you just going to do honk, honk?
Occasionally, what? If I remember, I'll go...
Honk, honk!
What's going to trigger it?
Any hiatus in the proceedings, I'll fill with...
Honk, honk!
Now, I was at Vic's 60th birthday, this down the celebrity centre.
Oh, it was all over social media, that affair.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Had a dance.
Yeah, had saw a drink. That.
Oh, you saw me dancing, did you?
Dancing to Free, weren't you?
Dancing to Free, Catch Your Train.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got it, Andy.
What?
The ability to dance.
Well, that's not really much of a boast.
Look, I wasn't really going for it. You know, it's old fellas dancing, innit? We're having a nice time.
Yeah.
Had a couple of sausage rolls as well.
Did you?
It was a good old-fashioned do, you know, like in the village hall.
How was the spread? Was it quite beige?
It was tiny portions of fish and chips in like a little cone.
Oh, nice.
You know, almost like a fish nugget.
Yeah, fish bite, yeah.
Yeah, with, say, three chips in each little cone. Right. It was a bowl
not
of mush.
Enough, but decent.
Well, you could have as many as you. You weren't only one visit.
Well, was it a couple hundred, was there?
Could have well have been a couple hundred. And then sausage, big plate of sausage rolls.
Nice.
Big bowl of mushy peas.
Good. That it?
Yeah.
Fair
enough. I probably had 6 pints of IPA.
Did you?
It's not too bad, is it, for a big night?
I've got the toilet a lot.
Next day, yeah.
Next day?
Yeah. John Humphreys was there, Alistair Stewart.
John Humphreys was there?
Yeah. Stephen Mulhern. You know, all the celebs came. There's free food, they all creep
They basically
up.
Just got like one of their massive grabber claws, picked up the Showbiz Centre and took it down to wherever this...
Down to Dale, yeah.
Where Dale was it?
Yeah. Dale in Kent. Do you want a name, Andrew? Because you can have one. Oh, there's a comic who spoke like that, wasn't it? No, it's a bit Derek Nimmo and a bit Emo Phillips.
Yeah.
But would you like a name?
What's my choices?
Alton Powers, yeah? 60s British spy type character, but only accepts missions in theme parks. Alton Powers.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Almost a joke there.
Randy McNabb, yeah? Ex-SAS, but now in private security, but only accepts missions in sex resorts. That's Randy McNabb. Thank you. Mason Bourne, right?
Oh, dear God.
90s American secret agent, but only accepts missions involving restoration of stonework on Eastern European churches, because he's Mason.
I'm just going to be Ronnie Hot Dog, so that's all right with you.
So it's up to you. I made an effort, didn't I?
Did you make much of an effort?
Yeah, I made quite an effort there.
I've got three for you.
Go on, then.
Sir Michael Hidenseek.
No, I like it instantly.
There's no bio.
It's okay,
just a name. Sweet, sweet Eleanor.
Yeah.
No, not sure.
Oh, by the look on your face there, Andy, you knew an Eleanor in the past, didn't you?
I didn't, you know.
Yeah,
I
you
didn't.
Did.
I didn't. I hope to know one. I hope this will smoke one out.
Oh, what, you bothered one?
Yeah.
What, you stalked one?
No, I want one.
You want an Eleanor?
I want an Eleanor.
That, you think that could be a catchphrase?
I'm sick of this, Mary. I want an Eleanor. I want an Eleanor. I want an Eleanor next to this chasing shit.
So, all right, yeah.
You could be the UK Federation for Probe Tube Eradication.
Oh, fuck the probe tube shite, Andy. I'll go. I like the first fella, though. What was he called?
Sir Michael Hidenseek.
Sir Michael Hidenseek.
Yeah.
So, Andrew.
Have you got one of your daft quizzes?
I've got one of my quizzes. One of my one offs, right? Now, I would have had my horn, right? So, because this one, Andrew, is called Hardwood, oink, boing, laminate, oink,
God.
Carpet, boing, parp, oink, tile. Right? Do you want to hear that again? Are you all right?
Yeah, I want to hear it again.
Hardwood, oink, boing, laminate,
harp,
oink, carpet,
boing,
oink, tile.
That's
right?
The title of this episode.
That's the title of the, not the episode, it's the title of the quiz. Right, we're talking about a 200 square foot room, right? 10 by 10 or whatever, yeah? Uh-huh. 200 square foot average quality of each product, right? And fully installed, right? And we're choosing between tile, hardwood, laminate, carpet, yeah?
It's including labour.
In fully installed, the median point for each product, yeah? Average price tile, average hardwood, average laminate, average carpet. I want you to grade them from least to most expensive. Carpet, laminate, hardwood, tile. While you're thinking...
Laminate's cheapest.
Okay.
Fucking carpet, second cheapest.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go hardwood with tile, most expensive.
Not a bad effort, Andy. Do you know, just like last week, just one little indiscretion.
Bollocks.
Tile is the most expensive. Yeah. At £1,100 fully installed, yeah?
Right.
Next is hardwood. Very yes. close. £1,062.
Right.
Fully installed. But sadly, next
laminate's
is laminate
carpet.
At 568. Carpet at 499.
That's
you're disappointed,
that,
aren't
that's
you?
That's disappointing. You know what that is? That's these bastards that run these carpet places that'll do your whole house for £500, bringing the numbers down for everyone else.
What are you going to say? Like
for
foreigners?
This quiz.
Is that what you mean?
Foreigners.
Sounds like it
no.
to me.
But cheap, shitty carpets that like. You know, landlords have put in.
No, because I'm taking... Honestly, there's laminates available
what
now.
What was the differential between the bot two again there? What was
499
it?
499 for carpet
yeah.
and 568 for laminate. There you go. So, Andrew, you have just played hardwood, oink, boing, laminate, oink, carpet, boing, oink, tile. Well done. You didn't do too badly at all.
Thanks, Bob. What's behind the door? Yes or no?
Fuck.
Yes or no? You thought it had gone, but it's back. What's behind the door? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
Three things behind the door, Bob. Yeah. Imaginary door. Not all this right. door here. There's an imaginary one next to it. Would you go in and look at these things behind the door? First one, human pyramid. But everyone in the human pyramid's wearing a mask of Jamie Carragher's face.
No.
Jamie Carragher. Jamie Carragher.
I'm terrible at Scouse.
Chicken. Jamie Carragher.
Jamie Carragher's chicken.
Chicken dipper. So that's a no.
Right.
A massive hovering tennis ball.
Mm.
And there's no way of working out how it's hovering.
Right.
Would you go in and look at that?
No.
It goes bip, bip, bip.
Oh, so thanks for telling us. So you left that behind?
I just thought I'd add it in as an added incentive in case he said no first time.
Oh, well, that can't, no,
would
I
you?
Don't want to
would
say
you?
It. No, you're too late with bip, bip, bip.
Aka Bilk, he's shit-faced and he's putting up a floating shelf on the wall using his hat as a spirit level. And it's like fucking at an angle, let's say.
Yeah.
Let's be kind and just say it's at an angle.
No.
No, nothing.
No, nothing I don't want to say. And I'm not just being contrary.
Because you don't like the feature.
I don't like the feature at all.
It's going to be back next week then.
Yeah, I bet.
All right, Mum. I'm still mainly sat at home, you know, in a kind of state of flux, like, you know, not knowing if I'm part of Newcastle United or not, like, you know. I phone the club up now and then, like, but they tend to put me on hold and then I get transferred to the ticket office or catering department, like, you know. I think there must be a glitch, like, you know, in the system, like. Talking of glitches, like, you know, I've never actually seen one. Have you, Bob? Well, the wife's still not talking to me, like, you know, so last weekend I invited my old mate Matt Lawrence around our house, like, you know, for Sunday eggs. I thought it might cheer the wife up, you know, like, because she's had a soft spot for Mark, you know, and his tight metallic shirts, like. We go back a long way, you know, and Mark wants to get me interested in insulation materials and rabbit husbandry. So said he'd come round late and he'd show me some pictures of his rabbits from unusual angles, you know, to get me interested, like, and he would check the insulation in me loft, and I thought that that sounded excellent. Well, he arrived on Sunday, like, you know, around about midday, and I asked him, how was your journey, Mark?
Not too shabby. I used the M6, then the A69. Trip computer showed an average speed of 57 miles per hour. Fuel consumption of 43 mpg. Pretty good for a 2 litre petrol.
Oh, how interesting. Did you have a little rest break on the journey? Or did you just plough straight through?
I had a brief stop outside Carlisle, Peter. Barbara prepared me a flask of Campbell's celery soup with a couple of bread buns in a brown paper bag.
I like the sound of that bag, Mark.
Yeah, a nice bag indeed. Although I was in and out of it very sharpish. I don't like the feel of brown paper, it gives me the shivers.
Oh dear, that is a curse. I love a brown paper bag, mate. Was it, like, you know, soft paper, nice and, like, crinkly, wrinkly, rustly sort of paper?
It's on my passenger seat if you'd like to come and take a look, Peter. You've got me interested now. It was definitely crinkly in appearance. I don't remember any rustle when I removed the bread buns.
Oh, well, come on then, Mark. Let's go and take a look. I must say it's already a memorable day. So I put my puffer jacket on and went to the curbside next to Mark's car, and we stared through the window at the brown paper bag on the passenger seat, you know. Well, it's definitely wrinkly and crinkly, Mark. Would you agree?
Oh, without a doubt, yes.
Shall we grab it and see if it rustles?
I'm a bit worried about reducing the ambient temperature in the vehicle if I open the door, to be honest.
Well, I do know what you mean. I'll tell you what, you open the door, like, you know, and I'll grab it dead quick, and you shut the door really quick, and all, you know, like a bastard. So Mark opens the door, like, and I quickly grab the paper bag and start to crush it in my hands. Yeah, can you hear it, Mark? I think it is making a rustle.
Well, it's hard to tell, to be honest, Peter. That puffer jacket's making a rustly sound just as you manipulate the bag. Maybe that's the rustle we're hearing.
Oh, do you? Why don't you give it a go, Mark?
I can't, Peter. I hate the touch of them, like I previously said.
So I take off the puffer jacket, you know, and I hand it to Mark, who puts it on, and which I thought were a bit cheeky, like, but I didn't say no. I give the bag a good old crush between my fingers, and sure enough, we can hear a lovely, crisp, rustly rustle.
Oh, fantastic. Lovely old-fashioned sound, that, isn't it? Really nice.
Well, at this point, the wife suddenly arrives on the scene. Oh, dear.
Shut the fuck up with that poxy fucking paper bag, you little shit of a man.
And you know, she slaps the bag out of me hands on the verge, like.
Oh, hello, Mark. How lovely to see you. Why don't you come inside? Peter is just about to cook some special Sunday eggs. Wow, I love your tight shirt, Mark. What's it made of, zinc?
So they disappear in the house together, like, you know, and I pick up the bag and give it a cheeky little wrinkly crinkly rustle, you know. Well, I'm not sure, like, if Mark's wife Barbara might want the paper bag back, like, so I fold it up and I put it on the back seat just in case. So a bit later, we sat in the living room eating our Sunday eggs. I do on Sundays, like, I do a big mound of mashed potato, you know, like a volcano formation. And that sits on three fried eggs. I lob two poachies down the funnel of the volcano, and then I top the lot off with an omelette.
Hey, Peter, you thinking of getting back on the pitch?
No, I'm not, Mark.
Oh, it's just that with that haircut, I thought you might be trying to get into the Albanian football squad.
Ha, fucking ha, Mark! That is a good old fucking kick in that clown's bollocks. I give him them piece of fucking shit haircuts with me kitchen fucking scissors. He looks a right fucking Doyle.
And the wife and Mark start laughing their heads off, like, you know. I'm not stupid, Bob, you know. I know that they're laughing at me, like. So, Mark, should I show you me loft after the eggs? You know, me current installation has gone quite dry and makes a nice crunchy rustle, you know, if you grab a piece, like.
Just like my frondies, eh, Mark?
And they both burst out laughing again, so I don't know what's been going on between Mark, like, and me wife's frondies, you know.
Hey, I brought my favourite rabbit down with me, Ungini. I'll go and fetch him from the car.
So he goes outside, like, and suddenly we hear him screaming and a wailing in the road. Well, it's awful, Bob, because on his road is his rabbit, flat as a pancake, like, you know, from being run over.
Ungini! Ungini! My beautiful Ungini! How did you get out? I'm sure the back door was shut. You should have been safe on the blanket. How could this have happened?
Well, well, Bob, I think you and I probably both know what's happened. Like, I forgot to close the car door when I put the paper bag in, you know, but I kept my mouth shut, like.
I've got to get back to Barbara. Why did I come here to see you? I'll never forgive myself.
And then the wife looks at me and says,
I bet my last fucking pound that's something to do with you, you creepy shit. And them Sunday eggs were a fucking embarrassment. The poachies were barely ruddy at all, let alone very fucking ruddy. And the omelette was as tough as a carpet fitter's fucking knee pads. Now fuck off out of my sight. Oh, one last thing. Mark's gone off in your puffer jacket, so you'd better creep off somewhere warm, you total fucking fanny.
She goes back in the house and I immediately notice that the brown paper bag is on the road near Ungini's remains, like, so must have come out with Ungini. So here I am bobbing the laundrette, like, and nice and warm, and I'm having a good old stare at the washing going round and round and round, and I'm having a nice crunchy rustle on my new brown paper bag. So I've got me joke book here in me pocket, like. Oh shit, Bob, you're in me puffer. Mark Lawrenson's got it. Dog did it. Well. I'll see you, Bob, anyway. One Peter Beardsley, the only one Peter Beardsley.
Whoa, Peter there.
Oh, God, Peter.
I'll tell you what was encouraging. His wife, I know she won't be very nice to him, but she's talking to him, isn't she? So.
It's kind of talking.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be okay.
Spousal abuse.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Been watching the telly much, Andrew?
This and that. My daughter keeps telling us I need to watch The Good Place on Netflix. Have you seen that?
No.
I think it's on like its fourth series now.
Is it like American Family?
It's American. It's kind of set in the afterlife.
Oh, fuck that.
It's shite. bless her. I love her to bits, but she's been on it as torches for months and months, and it's fucking awful.
Have you watched Ted Bundy?
I'm on episode one of Ted Bundy.
You like it?
It's a little bit Ted Bundy for beginners, I think.
If you know
Bundy
the
for dummies.
Yeah, if you know the story, there's not much new there, is there?
There's not. Did you see Abducted in Plain Sight?
Oh, yeah, I did, Andy. How did you manage?
I had to put it off after half an hour.
It's exactly half an hour. But I did go back, Andy.
Did you? Is it worth stealing yourself?
Because, do you know, you've seen how spectacularly bizarre the story is.
Yeah.
And that's I know the point you turned off is too much.
Yeah.
But it gets worse.
No, sorry,
it doesn't get worse. It gets more bizarre
right.
What happens.
Should I steal myself and
I think
have
it should
a stiff
because
drink
that,
and go
that
back
awful
in?
Half hour, that little bit on the half hour, yeah. That's it. There's nothing else.
There's nothing as bad
no,
as that.
No, I know the bit you mean, but okay. It's an extraordinary tale, isn't it, of manipulation.
It's quite hard to imagine how people can be so fucking gullible and stupid.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
It was the 70s, wasn't it?
Well, I also think that you can almost smell the religion in the story, can't you?
Yeah.
The deeply religious American folk.
Salt.
Yeah.
What else?
I've watched a good one on All Four under the Walter Presents called Duel en Ville.
Right.
About a corrupt French mayor, so that's got to be all right. And I enjoyed that.
Does he wear a sort of tri-corner hat?
No, but he's got a decent tash on him.
Has he?
Very geometric one, I think people will enjoy. I liked Homecoming, you know, the Julia Roberts, I don't know.
Never heard of it. Is that a film?
It's a 10-parter on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It looks beautiful. Good story.
Julia Roberts, she's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. What would you say? It's beautiful.
If I can get an Eleanor next, I'll set up a Julia Roberts.
Arnold's beautiful.
Or Joan Collins in the
80s. Joan Collins, beautiful in the 80s.
She's beautiful in the 80s. Aye. Dynasty.
90s, Bananarama, or was that 80s? Beautiful.
Late 80s, Bananarama, because they stopped wearing like denims, that started tarting themselves up a bit and like nice dresses. And
could you imagine living with a Bananarama like?
Not all of them, no. Maybe it's just
current. No, I did say a Bananarama.
What do you mean?
You know, there's three Bananaramas, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, but what about just live? What about, was there four of them?
No, there's three of them. There was three of them, one left, another one coming, so there's just been four, yeah.
Aye, well,
in
you
total.
Just. No, but you just want to live with a Bananarama.
Abananarama, yeah. One of them.
Just one of them, like?
Curran.
Would you keep them in the basement, like, or what?
No, I'd be nice to them.
All right, and that. Uh-huh. And feed them good and that.
Let them out in the yard, that once a day. Just one of them, though, one at a time, because then they start to collaborate if you let them all out in the yard together.
Start going crash bang wallop.
Start planning and that.
Aye, crash bang wallop.
Build a pyramid, they'll be over the wall.
Fuckers.
Fucking Abananarama.
More trouble in the world. I'll tell you what, I'm fucking happy with Mary. Oh shit, Roy's not here. Did you say?
Look, he's not here.
I know.
But he's posted me a USB stick.
Shit.
So I'll plug it into my laptop and we'll play it and we'll see what's on there.
That's nice of him, isn't it?
Because you see it's nice, but he obviously couldn't be asked to come in. Here we go.
Whatever! I'm a military leader, and what is my name? I'm going to destroy you, whatever is my game. All my time and energies devoted to this, because the job at Pellets is getting on me tits. Sat there at MC saying it's just a board game. It's actually a simulation of a military campaign. Football's finished, it's fair to say. Tabletop-based strategy's the only way. Warhammer! Whoa. I've got an inferno cannon. It's fully equipped. That Endless Townsend's getting shot in shit. I took Persuade on loan. He's such a half-wit. He only plays Warhammer on his living room carpet. Jack Humphries goes round in a lizard man cap. Moskhaven Plague's going to annihilate the twat. The Premier League can swivel. My only goal is to tear Benteke a new Warhammer a-hole. Warhammer.
Hey, that one bad, was
there
it?
There you go.
So he's getting into like, I suppose it's like, kind of like, I reckon he thinks of it like as a battle march,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
A military march kind of sound.
Warhammer.
He probably dresses like an American general when he's playing or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I bet he does it in his undies.
He will, yeah.
In his undies with a couple of plums and a corn cob down there. Yeah.
What colour? Purple?
No, yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah. So, Angelo, earlier this week I were up near Alexander Palace again.
Oh, aye.
Do you know what I was actually doing? Do you know me ray gun?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know me ray
I'm
gun?
I'm glad you haven't brought that either.
I forgot that as well, yeah. Ah! It won't kill it. Everyone seems to be immune to it, so I was going to get it serviced.
Right.
And I happened to pass Slaughter's Restaurant, where I saw Adrian before, yeah. And had loads of bunting and signage up advertising that today was a meat festival day.
Was it?
Yeah, it's a meat festival everywhere. So it didn't take a genius to guess that Adrian's Lewis would be inside. Like.
Yeah.
So I popped in. It was about 11 o'clock in the morning, but sure enough, there he was.
It's early enough for meat.
Sat on his own at a table, talking to the waiter again, going through the menu, I suspected. So I slipped into the next booth and had a good old listen.
Okay.
So Adrian starts off. So, what's this meat festival about, lad?
It's an all-day event where we serve nothing but meat and meat-based produce all fucking day long.
Oh, you gorgeous bastard. So you mean, what you're saying is no veg whatsoever to ruin the party?
You've hit the nail right on its fucking head there.
Oh, you beautiful, hardline, meaty genius. I could happily grab you in my arms and give you a full-on sweaty kiss.
You lay a single finger on me, sir, and I'll fucking rip your lungs out, you bag of fuck.
Fair fucking enough, but hold on. What about chips?
Our chips are not a vegetable, sir. They are 52% beef dripping.
52% beef dripping? Oh, power me up, you fucker. What about vinegar? Is that allowed?
We have no fucking idea what vinegar is, so we're leaving that to the customer's discretion.
I'll pass, thanks. It's got the whiff of a fruit or a berry about it.
Berries are fuck pellets, sir. You'd be better off eating snake shit.
Here, fucking here. So run me through the starters, you slag fuck.
Here we go. Boiled neck, end of lamb, with deep fried hen's kidneys, and a pig's blood fucking coolers.
Oh, do fuck off, will ya?
Oh, you fuck off.
What a fucking combo. That's got me popping tods. You could dine on that and power a tractor with the after tod.
Yes, it's a very large bunch of fuck, sir. We also have grilled bone marrow with crispy duck sprinkles served on a bed of, get this, pork fucking belly.
Oh, fuck. Have I imagined angels' tears? But now I am to taste them. I'll take them fucking bone marrow. Now give me the mains, you fucker.
Hold on fucking tight, cos this is gonna send you all the way to planet fuck. It's a four-beast roast.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, you fuck off. Listen, it's a mole stuffed into a rabbit that's stuffed into a pig's head that's been rammed right inside a fucking seal.
Oh, wallop, you dirty bastard. I'll take it.
It's slow fucking roasted and all.
Fuck bang, that's a bull for a nine-dart finish. You beautiful, beautiful vendor of the fat.
Thank you. Would you like a fucking drink?
Could you siphon off some of the seepage from the pork belly?
Fuck yes. Will that be all you fucking want, sir?
Oh, do you have any shin or jawbone for me St. Bernard?
No, so fucking sorry about that. Fuck. I do have a ball and socket joint from off of a donkey, if that's any good.
Fucking perfect. Now get a fart on. I've got the pre-meat sweats and me knickers are taking the brunt.
I fucking will.
Oh. And off went the waiter.
Yeah.
And I've got to be honest, the stench in that place, Andy. I didn't order. I ran out as
Did
soon
you?
As he went
too
round
much
the back.
For you.
Don't it, too much for me, yeah?
Yeah, you got your limits. Interesting to know.
We've all got our limits when it comes to meat, Andy.
Herbert?
Hiya, Guru.
The Guru is near you. Open your heart to me, baby. I hold the lock and you hold the key.
Wow.
Oh, man, just fucking calm down, eh? A lot of people have turned over a new leaf in January and made some changes in their life. Have you made any changes, Robert?
Yeah, I'm trying to eat less chocolate and cheese, Guru.
Maybe you could think more about your appearance. Some of the negative energy you receive from those closest to you is probably because of the way you present yourself.
Oh, right. That's interesting.
I think that you want to be treated as an adult, but you dress like someone who spends his days looking on the internet at army soldiers.
Right, so I might... Yeah, I hear what you say, Guru.
There's also very good wigs on the market these days, Robert, if you don't mind forking out a little bit. No offence.
Oh, well, that. Yeah, I could consider that, I suppose.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I fucking would. Any developments with your waterworks recently? Are you still experiencing unwanted night jets?
Yes, night jetting is
still a thing.
It's a curse.
Perhaps,
yeah.
Perhaps sleeping in a plastic boiler suit with some kind of inbuilt urine expulsion funnel might be a good idea, possibly. I know a man who does them, can give mates rates and that.
Oh, I'll get in touch. Goro, yeah, sounds
yeah.
interesting.
I'll
yeah.
give a leaflet.
Thank you.
And an internet code.
Okay.
That's it from me.
Is Joe Swash with you today, Goro?
No, he might be outside. Let me know. Look.
Oh, there he is outside. I can see just the very edge of his ass. Yeah. Well, thank you, Guru.
Thank you. The Guru is retreating from you now. Goodbye.
And there he goes.
Goodbye.
There he goes, Andy, just a vapour.
He just disappears into a gas, doesn't he?
Extraordinary. I'm going to take him up. And he says I've got to dress a bit better, a bit more adult, maybe consider a wig. Yeah. And he's talking about some special suit I could get for night jetting.
Yeah, I'm involved in that, but I don't want to say anymore.
Hi, yup. Just checking in, Barry Homeowner here, to update you on my incredible UK lifestyle. So I wanted to get myself well ahead of the winter weather curve, so I had some workmen round to the Gafferoonie this week to install a wood burner in my walkthrough lounge kitchen diner. It has a heat output efficiency rating over 90%. That's getting pretty close to the percentage of deals I close within the first 48 hours of a negotiation initiation. I burn a mixture of beech, chestnut, oak and ash wood. Yeah. If I was a wood, you know, I would be a Japanese cherry. Looks beautiful, smells heavenly, and is as tough as a senior negotiator from Purple Bricks. That's a bit of a business joke. Had the Audi valeted by the Polish gang at the Garden Centre car park. Yeah, just one look at me and they knew I wanted the executive hand wash with gold level buff and polish. I sat in the car sipping on a locally sourced camper choo-choo as the foreigns crawled around its bodywork. I couldn't help but think about the incredible success I've made of my UK life and what an aspirational example I was setting to these migratos. But you're laughing at me, not with me. Uh-huh. In some ways, I am a migrant, you know, because, as you probably remember, my soul is in India, but my physical self is UK-based. Got my new platinum debit card through from the bank this week, 5K instant credit if required. I doubt it. and access to some incredible benefits. Free Campuchuchu on production of the card at Patisserie Valerie. Non-priority access to the BT Lounge at Gatwick. 10% off hats and umbrellas. 10% off hats and umbrellas at Fenix. It's an incredible tool. Anyway, I'm on my lunch break at the Momo, having a protein smootheroonie and a chickpea and hairy mint leaf on sour bread. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, 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 up into the business sky, making love to a golden eagle. Ciao, and have a Bella on the house. Barry there.
Barry Momo, and I still wouldn't go for a pint with him.
You wouldn't?
No. No, it would be intolerable.
Well, you're probably right.
Do you reckon Annie Lennox is still walking on broken glass, Bob?
Is she what?
Still walking on broken glass.
I doubt it, because you wouldn't have any feet left.
I mean, it was 1992 and the soles of her feet must be in fucking ribbons by now, you'd think, wouldn't you? Mind you, there's people that can do that kind of thing. They can walk along broken glass and hot coals and that sort of thing. She might be one of them.
Might be.
Might explain why she's only put out one album of original songs in the last 15 years. You can't do both.
Yeah.
You can't walk on broken glass and write songs.
Yeah, and ask why, which is...
I think she's still asking why.
I am on Desert Island Discs.
I saw that. I thought that was some kind of internet wind-up. Yeah, so
no,
I'm on, picture on the website.
On Sunday.
Okay.
So that's something, isn't
you
it?
You just chose like loads of fucking hairy 70s rock, have you?
Well,
free and that.
If I'd known, I could have put Roy's song in, couldn't I?
You could have.
His Warhammer March.
You could have.
Right, I've got to get off now, Andrew.
Yeah, I've had enough as well.
I've got a meeting about a movie.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you trying to make yourself sound important?
I just wanted to mention one other thing.
What's that?
Have you seen the movie Beverly Lynn Luff?
No.
Or Luff Lynn.
No. It's good.
Oh, it's a must-see.
On the Netflix, is it?
On the Netflix.
All right.
I mean, warning, it's fucking nuts.
Right.
But you'll laugh and
until you
might
laughing.
Even cry. What a beautifully put-together movie it is.
Good.
So
what's
check
called?
It out.
Beverly
it's called
Love.
Beverly Lynn Luff.
I fancy having a Beverly next after I've had an Elena.
You fancy a Beverly?
Yeah, I might do.
Beverly's a bubbly and saucy though, aren't they?
Yeah.
You sure?
Bubble perm.
Yeah, could get on your
brassy.
Nerves. Yeah.
All right, that's enough then.
See you around sometime.
Marlene!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.